Protesters in Thailand came out in mass Sunday, again defying a ban on protests against Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and the powerful monarchy. Demonstrations have gone on despite the arrests of dozens of protesters and their leaders, the use of water cannon, and shutdowns on much of Bangkok's metro rail system in a bid to quell over 3 months of demonstrations. Meanwhile, links have grown between protesters in Thailand and Hong Kong in a so-called milk tea alliance, referring to drinks popular in both places. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong tweeted in support of Thai protesters, saying their determination for Thai democracy cannot be deterred. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other on Sunday of violating a new humanitarian ceasefire and fighting over Azerbaijan's ethnic Armenian-controlled enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The truce came into force last midnight. And Pope Francis expressed support on Sunday for 18 fishermen held in Libya, weighing in on a standoff between Italy and the administration of Khalifa Haftar, one of the North African country's two rival leaders. In his weekly blessing from St. Peter's Square, the Pope offered words of encouragement for the fishermen who have been held in Libya for more than a month, as well as for their families. An 11th person was detained in France on Sunday, police said, as French authorities investigated the murder of Samuel Paty, a history teacher who was beheaded by a suspected Islamist in an attack that stunned the country. Satirical magazine Charles Hebdo, whose offices were attacked in a mass killing 5 years ago, was among groups organizing a tribute to the teacher in Paris on Sunday. The teacher who was killed had shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a discussion on the freedom of expression.